We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lewis Carter is his name. He's just formed a new partnership with the University of Pittsburgh, a leadership forum. It's called the Best Practice Institute. Good morning, Lewis. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
So what is the Best Practice Institute, and what does it do?
We're a leadership development company. We do research around how to help employees really get better and improve their lives and help their corporations become even more profitable.
Well, that's you're going to be very popular now with this pandemic, that's for sure. But you've partnered with the University of Pittsburgh Francis Hesselbein Leadership Forum, and you're talking about most loved workplaces. And I have to tell you, I love working here at KDKA. It's a dream job of sorts, and I love working with Larry Richard every morning. Did any of our employers in our region make your list?
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, most of the employers in your region, they're small to mid-sized, which is where we really we focus on. So we're starting the study. So if you go to mostlovedworkplace.com, it's there. You can actually take part in it. It just started. So you can actually take part in the study, and people in Pittsburgh can absolutely apply. We want to learn more about you. And that's what we're really focusing on. We're not looking at just that top 0.01% of society like the other list did in the 90s and 2000s. This is about the small and mid-sized that are really out there. In Pittsburgh, did you know Pennsylvania, there's 1 million jobs out there. It's unbelievable. There's 1 million companies. You have so many possibilities. Actually, the jobs are 29,000 openings right now in Pittsburgh and 1 million companies in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania. Did you know that 99% are small businesses, small and mid-sized businesses? So we have that point that's 0.01 to 1% companies that are large. So we're looking at you, everyone out there, you're small and mid-sized, come to Most Loved Workplace, because we're looking at you to help you grow and make you stronger.
Wow, that's amazing. We're always talking about unemployment and the economy and how bad things are due to the pandemic, but 29,000 jobs in our area are available. Lewis Carter joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's a best-selling author, executive coach, and strategic advisor for Fortune 500 organizations and companies. LewisCarter.com, if you'd like to take part in this this survey of most loved workplaces. I'm sure some of the workplaces in our region would make that list, so we definitely need your input, that's for sure. Mostloveworkplaces.com is a good place to go cast it. Correct, Lewis?
Yeah, mostloveworkplace.com. Definitely go there to find out if you are a most loved workplace. The key to all this is helping revive the economy. We don't have to worry about all of these exodus of Fortune 500 companies, how many you have inside. It doesn't matter anymore. Think about where we're at right now, a remote distributed workforce. People are working more from home. Sometimes they go to work in the morning, yes. And sometimes we've lost our jobs, and it's a terrible time right now for that. And I know my hearts go out. Now, what we want to do, though, is find these companies that don't spend millions and millions of dollars on advertising to get on these lists. We want the people who really care about their jobs and their lives and getting more work into the economy and getting more work for yourselves. So that's what Most Loved Workplace is about. is getting those great companies that don't spend the millions of dollars in advertising. They instead really love their employees, want to give jobs, want to get jobs, employ great American workers like the great folks in Pittsburgh, awesome people in Pittsburgh that want to get out there and get those jobs. Jobs are available. Great companies are there in Pittsburgh, and we're ready for you to really show to everyone how incredible it is for you there, because we have the best workers in the country in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want to?
Absolutely. We always say that if it's going to get done, it's going to get done here in Pittsburgh. We're very, very, I guess almost, I would just say confident in our ability to work, but that confidence sometimes takes a hit. And this study will be a year-long study, and you need input from the employee. So mostlovedworkplace.com, mostlovedworkplace.com. Now, we're talking about the pandemic really taking a toll. What does it mean moving forward for companies?
It's unbelievably different, and no other research study. No one's looked at this yet because we don't have enough data. We need this data to know what's different then versus what will be different now, right? So the only way to know what to do better is to find out what the differences are. So there are vast differences. Here's one of them. We just did a study at BPI and found out that 84% of CEOs want their employees to come back to work. Now, the discrepancy is only 10% of those employees want to come back to work. Now, when you look at this bottom line and you say to yourself, well, what happens then with the other 90%, right? And the other people who have to come back. So what's going to happen? Well, here's what we need to do. They said what they need to come back to work. They're very clear. And they said they need social distancing guidelines. They want to know if people are sick. They want to have the thermal imaging. They want to have explicit plexiglass. They need things. They want a hybrid environment. They need these things. And we have to, as CEOs, as people who own businesses, really respect that and co-create a culture that's new and different in this post-pandemic and pandemic world.
That's really interesting. You're bringing up a great point. A lot of times, you know, when you work for a small company, you can go in and talk to the boss a lot of times and just say, hey, I noticed this. You might want to look into that. Whatever. You're able to give your input. But when you work in a company like, say, I work for KDK specifically, but Entercom, I don't have access to the boss. So it's a pretty large-sized company, don't necessarily have access to the boss. So if you work in a medium to large company, this might be a great way to get some ideas across as to what you see and how you see things can change moving forward, right?
There's no doubt. And you think about KDK for a second. Just KDK, you work with you could talk to people, you can feel safe, you're bringing up ideas, right?
Is right, that right? Exactly.
You mentioned your partner there. And that's really where that it happens. It's the nucleus of the workplace environment. In some instances, it's the larger company that it doesn't really matter as much as long as you can make your change where you are. And the whole purpose of all this is you change where you are, you change where you're at, and your world changes. So we always say to ourselves, well, let's make the big people change. We don't have to worry about that as much. Just change from within. A KDK sounds like the perfect most loved workplace because you are collaborating. You do have a positive vision for the future. You do respect each other. Your values divide is very small, and you create outcomes that are awesome. We're on the show right now. We're talking about the pandemic and things moving forward. We're creating things. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes for a great company and makes for a great most loved workplace.
You bring up a great point as well about change your individual office. Doesn't matter the size of your company. If you can create some positive vibes in your office, then you've changed. It's just like if you keep a clean house and all your neighbors keep a clean house, you have a pretty nice neighborhood. I guess.
Absolutely. All right. Keep updating that kitchen.
That's right. Keep updating the kitchen. Lewis Carter, the Best Practice Institute, mostlovedworkplace.com. They have a survey that's going to be a year-long study. They want your input right now. Mostlovedworkplace.com. Lewis, thank you very much for joining us here on KDK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.